Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 11 through 16, these things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which is given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of hands of the presbytery. Meditate on these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Today, I want to quickly give you the recipe for being a good example. Now, let me say this, there's 10 things involved with this, so I'm not going to be able to exhaust it, but I do want to give you the whole recipe all at one time, and I believe it'll be a help and a blessing to you. We're not to let the world or the other Christians look down on us for being a good example. God says, let no man despise thee or look down on us. It ought not bother us when the world thinks that we think we're better than they are. No, we just happen to know God's better than all of us. God says, by the way, command and teach. We're not ever to be ashamed that we're a Christian. Pick your chin up, keep your head held high, and be proud of the fact that you're a Christian. Let's make the world ashamed that they're a child of the devil. Let me give you the ingredients to being a good example. First of all, God says, in word. We're to be an example in word. We should not have worldly terminology. We should guard our words not to talk like the world. We should not get near or use vulgar words. We should use good and appropriate grammar. We should not use Hollywood or rock music or TV loose talk. We shouldn't use suggestive talk. Let's not curse or be crude with our words. Let's not enjoy the worldliness of the filthy jokes, and let's not try to be vulgar in our words. Number two, be an example in conversation. This is our manner of life. This is our courtesy. I believe we ought to say yes sir, no sir. Yes ma'am, no ma'am. Thank you, please. I think that we ought to be kind in our conversation. This is the kindness of living and expressing kindness. This is holding the door for a lady at the store or helping someone. This is for our manners, so to speak. Our conversation is our manners. Let's show people decency in how we live. Number three, be an example in charity. This is how we love. This is agape love, not phileo love. This is the love of God. This is not how we love, but what we love. 1 John 2:15-17, we're not supposed to love the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. That means we ought not be loving the things of life. We ought to be loving God and the people of this world, not the things of this world. Number four, we ought to be an example in spirit. Our spirit is that which allows us to communicate with God. It is the Holy Spirit that works within our spirit. This means being an example of letting the Holy Spirit control us. There is no greater example than God or Jesus. Well, he left us the Holy Spirit. So as we yield to the Holy Spirit, this allows us to be a good example. This is a spirit of controlled disposition. It is allowing the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians talks about, to work within us. There is a spirit controlled that will act and does not react. My flesh wants to often react, but I have to stop and say, okay, Holy Spirit, how do you want me to respond? This is us living and behaving the way God commands us in the Bible. That means loving your enemy, doing good when people speak evil of you, being kind, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, instead of nasty, dirty, and tell people what you really think. Be an example in spirit. Number five, be an example in faith. This is our dependence on God. This is not blind foolishness. This is doing all God commands us to do and trusting that it's all going to work out for his best. This is not us spending our money foolishly expecting God to bail us out. This is an orderly obedience to the Bible and confident trust in doing things his way. Next, we're to be an example in purity. Living clean morally. This is how we dress, our modesty, our ethics, our talk. This is our separation from the world's filth and entertainment, and the nudity of the world and the bar scene and all the vulgarity of and filth of life. We ought to be an example of purity. People ought to look at us and say, that is a Christian. Number seven, we're to give attendance to reading. God does not want us to be illiterate. He wants us to be knowledgeable. We need to read the Bible. We should read truth. Be careful not reading bad doctrine. Read biographies and autobiographies of good and great people. I stay up on current events, but I don't watch the news. I'm careful. I read what I need to get. The purpose of reading was so people could read the Bible, not be critics. Number eight, we're to give attendance to exhortation. That means, exhort means paraclete, or one who runs to the side when someone falls. It is the same word used for the Holy Spirit. If a young person falls, they will get punished, but they shouldn't be snubbed. It should mean that we run to their side and aid them and help them. If someone's hurt in a car wreck, the EMTs don't show up and tell them, well, you should have known how to drive better than this, and I'm going to go to dinner, and I don't care what happens to you. No, they're going to help. They run to the side. We need to be careful about helping people back up who are fallen. Number nine, we're to give attendance to doctrine. We're not only to listen and to speak good doctrine. Don't read books that have bad doctrine or written by people of bad doctrine. I don't listen to any preacher who has wrong doctrine. And by the way, if they were right at one time and they've changed, I get rid of all of their materials because I don't know where along the line they started changing. I review all music to make sure it's doctrinally correct here at the church. Doctrine is vital. And lastly, neglect not the gift that's in thee. The Holy Spirit gives saved people gifts as they grow in the Lord. These are not things we develop. They're given to us as we use them. That is the recipe for being a good example. Maybe we ought to try to be a better example. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.